Washington Avenue. They will have shuttles to and from Enterprise and are already within blocks of other all-star events. Get ready for Saturday's events with lunch starting at 11 and then live music and a full menu from 2 to 6 p.m. Each night they've got you covered with a DJ starting at 11 p.m. and doors open till 3 a.m. Lucas Park Grill, your one stop before or after the game this all-star weekend.
Happy New Year from everyone at T.R. Hughes Homes. It's a new decade. 2020's here, and T.R. Hughes Homes is celebrating with a New Year's 2020 sale the entire month of January. Receive $2,020 in closing costs and $2,020 in free options on a brand-new, to-be-built T.R. Hughes home. Our completed, ready-now inventory homes already discounted $5,000 to $10,000 are discounted another $2,020 during this sale. Find out why T.R. Hughes Homes has been voted Best St. Charles Home Builder for 12 years. Visit trhughes.com for details. Sales.
Mom, what do you always say?
There's nothing sadder than jewelry that sits in a drawer.
That's why we are proud to offer jewelry repair on-site at Newsetter's Fine Jewelry. We know that your jewelry is important to you, and we take that part of our job very seriously. Visit us at Doherty Ferry in Big Bend or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
It's the T.R. Hughes 590 The Fan Super Bowl coverage, and it begins this Friday, concluding just hours before kickoff, and is powered by Munganess Toyota in Alton. I'm Howard Balzer. Joe Roderick and I will bring you all the news, interviews, and expert analysis live from Miami during Super Bowl week. Tune in to the T.R. Hughes 590 The Fan Super Bowl coverage at 6 o'clock. Everything you need via radio is here on 590 The Fan, brought to you in part by Liquid Spirits, Western Illinois University, and Pro Cryo Plus.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Why is there such a big fence, Dad?
Well, millions of people come to America in search of a better life, and we've decided we don't need that many.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Rockefeller.
Diddly. Gold dust at my feet.
At my feet.
On the sunny side.
Sing it, Dan.
Hey, guess what?
What's that?
We're going to have a little more time to talk amongst ourselves.
Whoa! Get out of town. Yeah. Please explain why.
Frank is not with us at this exact moment. I know. I know. He's stuck in traffic.
I got something fun to talk about.
Stuck in
you
traffic.
Do?
Yep.
All right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, actually, Frank is out of town right now, and mm-hmm. he will be broadcasting from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But we are experiencing some technical difficulties.
Just a little bit.
From Spectrum that has lost the internet connection where Frank is at this moment.
Just to clarify, this is not my fault way. I haven't pressed a button. I've done nothing wrong. This is beyond my control.
All right, now that we agreed it's Limey's fault. Frank said the other day he wanted to bet on the Super Bowl, and I came in today with, do you guys know what a prop bet is?
Nope.
Yeah.
A prop bet is...
like the flipping of the coin or something like
that. Something that's not game-related, Limey. Something that's related to the game, but it's not actually part of the actual football game.
Okay.
And these Vegas odds makers and sports books come up with these ridiculous prop bets, and they like try and outdo each other every year to get people to gamble at their particular casinos.
Right.
So I'm going to read to you guys the 10 most hilarious prop bets of this year's Super Bowl, which takes place a week from Sunday. And I'm going to tell you what the odds are, and I'll explain that.
All right.
The 10th most popular prop bet, or new prop bet, Jennifer Lopez is doing the halftime show this year. You can actually place a bet. You have to play. You have to bet $500 to win $100,
mm-hmm.
or you have to bet. It's minus 1,000, so you have to bet. Oh, excuse me. You have to bet $1,000 to win $100, or you can bet $100 and win $500.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the odds are that she will. And the answer is, will Jennifer Lopez show butt cleavage during the halftime show?
Ooh. Butt cleavage.
Butt cleavage. And it's defined as you have to see part of the actual butt crack to win the bet.
Nah.
You're saying no?
I think maybe lower back, sure, okay. But I don't think she'll go full butt cleavage. So, well, I don't know, actually. Hang on a second.
I don't think...
Okay, so does butt cleavage consist of if she's wearing like a thong or something is that butt cleavage? Are we talking like...
Crack.
No, anything that has to do with the crackle area.
Right.
Cracktal.
So she could have like a skirt that's just low so that like the top of it is sticking out.
I think so. It's in the eyes of the beholder, but there's the overwhelming, it's 3-1 no that she won't.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What color will the winning Super Bowl coach? What color will the Gatorade be that the winning Super Bowl coach is drenched with? if you bet $100, you'll win $275 if it's either lime, green, or yellow, and if you bet $100 on purple, you'll win $1,400.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I don't think it's going to be purple, because it's always that pea-colored one, the greeny-yellow one.
Right.
Which is what, lemon and lime?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one.
Right.
That's the original.
Yeah.
Shakira, I guess, is also part of the halftime show this year.
Oh, yeah, she gets a double boing.
So J-Lo and Shakira are going to be on the halftime show. And the bet is, will they be caught lip-syncing during their performance?
Ooh, will they be caught lip-syncing?
Right.
I don't think so, because Jennifer Lopez is one of those prima donna types. I don't think she'd lip-sync.
If you bet $100 on yes, you'll win $700 if they're caught lip-syncing.
Wow.
You'd have to bet $1,500 to win $100 if they're not caught lip-syncing. So that it's very heavily swayed in the favor of they won't be caught, but it pays big if they're caught. It pays big. I'm almost tempted to put 50 on that to win $350.
Wow.
So that's the eighth most crazy one. So MC Hammer is going to be in a Cheetos commercial in the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
So Cheetos has already released that. There are two bets. Well, that's so funny that you said that, because will MC Hammer say the phrase Hammer Time in the Cheetos commercial? Cheetos has not released the commercial yet. Will he say the phrase Hammer Time in a Cheetos commercial? And the next bet under that is, will he say the phrase Too Legit in the Cheetos commercial?
See, I would have said he would have gone with Can't Touch This. That's the slogan. I like somebody's going to reach out for some of his Cheetos or something, and he's going to snatch them away and say, Can't Touch This, or something like that.
Oh,
is going to be referenced to that.
Okay, you know what, Limey? I digress, and you are absolutely correct, sir, because in the preview of the commercial, he already says Can't Touch This in the commercial.
Really?
Yeah, so he does say that for sure. It's will he also say Too Legit or Hammer Time? Both bets are you win 200.
Mm-hmm.
You win 100 if you bet 200, so it's against you. So they're betting that he won't say it, or that he will say it, and no pays 150 if you bet 100. So if he doesn't say either one, you would win more money than you bet. You have to bet high to win less money than you bet if he does say it. So there are, the odds are that he's going to say one or both of those phrases.
Yeah.
How many times will Donald Trump tweet on Super Bowl Sunday?
That's a bet.
That is a bet,
it's about anything.
It's an over under bet. So they give you a number and you have to bet whether it'll be less or more times than this number. And the number is 13.5. How many times will Donald Trump tweet on Super Bowl Sunday? And the over under is 13.5. You taking the over or the under?
I'm gonna say over. I'm going over because I think he's gonna critique the game.
I would say over as well, Dan, just because he's such a publicity whore. Or hound, whichever one you prefer.
Go with hound.
A publicity hound.
There you go.
Now if he was female, that would have been, you know, offensive. But since he's not, you know, I think actually you can take some pride in that, actually. I'll say over, Dan. How about you?
I'll say over.
All right. So if you bet $100 on the over, you would win $130.
That's not too bad.
So the under is kind of the favorite on that. You'd have to bet $170 to win $100 if you took the under on 13.5 Donald Trump tweets during the whole day. Not just the game, but during the whole day. All right, the fourth one, or four to go. Will any player propose to his girlfriend on the field after the game?
God,
it's happening.
Really?
It does. Yeah.
It's happened. There are an estimated 50 total single players between the two teams playing in the game on Sunday.
I don't think that's going to happen.
A little less than half of the players are single that are playing in the game.
Yeah, but we need to do some research that I'm going to place this bet. Like, are any in long-term relationships? Right. Are any engaged?
Oh, probably.
Are any, how long have they been with their significant other? Are they going to do something like that?
How long's Mahomes been with his girlfriend?
Mahomes?
That's a good question. It's been at least two full football seasons.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you bet yes, mm-hmm. and if you bet $100 on yes, you will get $500 if a player proposes to his girlfriend.
Whoa.
If you bet no, you have to bet $900 just to win $100.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's heavily skewed that a player will not. The odds are heavily skewed not, but it pays big. Again.
So you get your $900 back and the
$100.
Correct. Okay,
correct.
Cool. Yeah. So I'd be like, that's some crappy maths right
you
there.
You have to risk $900 to win just $100. You have to risk $100 on yes to win $500. So it's heavily skewed. Know that a player won't do that.
That's too rich for my pocket.
Okay, so we all know who Jennifer Lopez's boyfriend is.
Right.
Do you know who it is?
Aaron Hernandez?
No. That's the dead football
Derek
player.
Derek Jeter?
No, you're getting closer, though, because he was a teammate of his.
A-Rod?
A-Rod.
Oh, that's A-Rod. The one. Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez. Now Jennifer Lopez is appearing in the halftime show.
Uh-huh.
How many times will the camera cut away to Alex Rodriguez during J-Lo's halftime performance? Now, listen to this. A-Rod has already announced publicly that he's going to be sitting in a suite. And these performances are pretty significantly choreographed in terms of what the camera shot's going to be and when it's going to be shot and where it's going to be shot. You know, I mean, this stuff's scripted. So he's going to be in a suite. The over-under is 0.5. So if you bet that he will be shown once, he only has to be shown once.
Sorry, hang on a second. Mm-hmm. I need to interrupt.
Yes.
We've just got an update from our fearless leader.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's listening in. He said that Tim sucks.
Yep.
And that he kind of likes being a listener, and I'm allowed to read this out over the air. He didn't say you suck. I just added that for because I wanted to.
Oh, man, that's
so
mean.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? Speak to you soon.
How many times will Alex Rodriguez be shown during the halftime show? Do you think five times?
Five times. I think that lull.
The over-under is half of one. So, I mean, if he's shown once and you bet yes, you win. And not only that, if you bet $100 on Alex Rodriguez to be shown during her performance, you win $325.
I'd say at least once.
I would say, probably. I got to say once as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
Well, yeah, they're going to go to him once, but I say... I don't know, five times, because he's a big name person. I think they're going to try and snag him at the end, snag him at the beginning to get some reaction shots. I think they're going to pan over to him a couple of times. They're going to milk that.
I'm going to take the over on that as well, Dan. You going over on that?
He is answering a phone call right now.
Gotcha.
Which, don't worry, I can see what he's doing.
Okay. The second to last question is, will Shakira and Jennifer Lopez twerk during the halftime show?
God, I hope so. I think J-Lo is.
Do you know what twerk is?
Yes, yeah,
okay.
I know.
I'm
Miley Cyrus made it famous, didn't she?
Dan, wasn't
twerking.
What's your definition of twerk, Dan? I'm just curious.
It's like they're sticking their butt out and just humping like crazy.
So do they actually have to touch?
Yeah.
Sticking their butt out
what,
in the air?
The cheeks?
No.
Or the girls?
Do the girls have, do they have to touch cheek to cheek?
No, no. No, twerking is just like...
I'm trying to figure out the best way I can answer
this. They're bent down a little bit, and your butt's sticking out, and you're just twerking.
Basically, you're jiggling the butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Rapidly. Twerking. Yes. Yeah.
No, it's one thing to just move it around, so it has to...
It's incredible.
There's a level of rapidity that it has to be for it to be considered a twerk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can't just, like, stand there and bounce up and down and shake it. Like, you've got to put some rhythm... You know, get some clockwise motion in there, counterclockwise.
So kind of like air humping.
So the early money that's been bet on this. Now these are legitimate bets that have been placed.
Uh-huh.
The early money has been bet on that they won't.
I think J-Lo is going to do a little bit. Like I can see her dropping down.
Both of them have to do it for you to win the bet.
Oh nah.
I would say probably no.
Okay,
so I can see J-Lo, but maybe not Shakira.
You have to bet $230 to win $100 on no. If you bet $100 that they do twerk, you'd win 160. Huh. And then you can multiply that up. Obviously, I'm just using $100 as a baseline. My question is, who's the judge on that? Who judges whether whether a butt shake is a twerk or just a shake?
Yeah, really.
What, the adequate amount of twerking to be considered a twerk?
Well, I think
right?
a twerk, you definitely know what a twerk is.
Yes. You know
when
what?
You see it.
For research, I'm going to watch some videos online of twerking right now as we discuss.
Excellent, excellent.
I got you.
So the number one prop bet not involving the game that people are placing money on, how many commercials during the game will include a dog?
And we're talking the entire game?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It has to be during the game. Not the pregame show, not the postgame, but during the game, how many commercials include a dog? There's an over-under on this as well. The over-under is 3.5.
3.5. Because,
see, I was going to say there's going to be three.
Mm-hmm.
Which, Dan... or somebody that's got Siri, one of you should ask her what twerking is and then have her read it out over the end so we can get, like, you know, the proper authentic definition of what twerk is.
I'm a dog lover, and I think dogs sell.
Yeah, they do.
Regardless of what it is, if you're a puppy, if you're a horse, or if you're Justin Timberlake, whatever you're selling, you're going to sell it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm gonna bet, I would place a bet that it's going to be more than 3.5, but the heavy money is on the under.
So there has to be at least four commercials.
Mm-hmm, with the dog in it to
different
win.
Different commercials,
yeah. Correct.
I think you're going to get one insurance commercial, something to do with food. Either it's going to be, maybe not Doritos. They're pretty out there with their commercials. But there's going to be like maybe a hot dog or a barbecue, some sort of commercial where there's going to be a dog.
What about a car commercial, like where the whole family and the family dog piles into the car?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? Volkswagen did the whole family of golden retrievers.
Mm-hmm.
You see that one?
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of cool.
All right. Well,
I'm going to go three.
Okay, so Limey's going under. What about you, Dan?
I'll probably go under.
I'm going over. I think dogs sell, and so you guys are on the favorite side.
Okay.
If you made a $100 bet on that, and these websites are out there for you to do that, if you put a $100 bet on commercials with a dog, and you bet over 3.5, you'd have to place $120 just to win 100. But if you bet under, you'd win $120 if you bet 100. So that's how that works. Huh. Should we take calls?
Yeah, if you want, Sean, you want to talk to Joe?
Let's talk to him.
There you go.
Joe, welcome to 590 The Fan, Joe.
Hey, AM into PM.
That's a good way to be, as Frank would say.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was telling Dan, did any of you guys catch Frank's big faux pas yesterday at the end of the show?
It's faux pas.
Faux pas?
Faux pas.
No.
Well, no, what did he do?
Kevin's talking about Paris Hilton there at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Frank started asking if he was the real father, if he knew who Paris Hilton's father was.
Yeah, that's right. He was.
And he was talking about the bleaching, the pre-bleaching. He was talking about Paris Jackson, and Mike Evans was talking about Paris Hilton.
Who's Paris Jackson?
Oh, Paris Jackson is Michael's, the daughter that... Michael Jackson.
One of his test tube kids.
I wondered about that.
I got real quiet. Frank goes, you know, he's not the real father. And you guys were all dead silent for like 3 seconds. And then it was so funny. I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah, he was having an off day yesterday because he thought that my kid hadn't been born yet. Oh. He's like 3 months old.
And when he, you know what, Joe, you're absolutely right. Because when he said that, I thought about the Saturday Night Live sketch when Paris Hilton appeared on the news on Saturday Night Live and Jimmy Fallon was the anchor, and he was asking her all these, like, she's the Hilton heir, and he goes, and Jimmy Fallon's like asking her, is there actually a Hilton in Paris? And she's like, yeah. And he goes, and he looks at her and he goes, is it hard to get into the Paris Hilton? And she goes, yeah, it's very hard. And he goes, does the Paris Hilton have double occupancy?
No.
So I'm like, she's the heir. Why would he be asking that?
Frank started talking about the pre-bleaching stage, and you guys were all dead silent. You didn't have a clue what he was talking about.
Let me let you know a little secret. There's about three or four times per show when Frank says something, and we're just all got our eyes balled. We're just all rolling. It was like, what? Is that English? Does that kind of make sense?
I thought he was the same bottle as Mike Evans there for a while or something.
And the most hilarious part of this call is, did you guys all hear Frank's foo-pah?
Foo-pah.
And you foo-pahed when you were making fun of Frank's faux-pah.
On purpose, I knew that. But anyway, I'll let you. I just also, Dan, I want to say, is it all right if I say hi to a couple friends of mine that listed all the time on the show here?
You say hi to them? What are their names?
Yeah. His name's Keith and Kelly. They listen all the time.
Oh, no, really? Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to say hi to them. What were their names again?
All right, I won't say hi to Keith and Kelly then.
Yeah, no, okay. We can't Keith say hi. Kelly. I'm sorry, that's against the rules.
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to do that.
Thanks for not doing
it's
that.
Yeah, it's an FCC violation or something.
Right.
All right, you guys take care.
Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
Foo-pa.
It's a foo-pa.
Did y'all hear Frank's foo-pa?
You want to talk to Tom now?
Let's talk to Tom. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan.
Well, thanks a lot, Tim. Hey, listen, I just wanted to call in. I couldn't call in yesterday, but I heard you talk about the Mike Tyson, you know, best 10 knockouts. Mm-hmm. I've watched that, my friend.
Mike Tyson.
And I think there's somebody that can knock somebody out even better than him.
Who?
What about Butterbean? Have you ever saw Butterbean?
Does he have a highlight knockout video on YouTube?
Yes, sir, he does. Look at Butterbean. When this guy hits somebody in the head, it's over. They look like bobbleheads, and they go right down. I think he's won every match by knockout.
I met this guy.
Except for one where he tied.
Eric Ash.
Look at Butterbean.
Butterbean, he's 5'11", 425 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
His real name is Eric Ash. I'm trying to see what his career record is.
I think it's 61 and one tie, and they're all knockouts. And he's got like a best 10 thing, Butterbean, you know, the fight thing. Just look it up on YouTube.
Look at the size of him.
Tell me if this guy doesn't beat Mike Tyson.
Well, his Wikipedia page says that he has a career record of 77, 10, and 4. So he has 10 losses. But of those 77 wins, 58 were by knockout. So he's definitely, yeah, I know Mike Tyson doesn't have 58 knockouts. So I'm sure in those 58, there's some humdingers.
Yeah, listen, if you take a peek on there, you won't be sorry. Okay, listen, you guys have a great day. AM and the PM.
Thank you. That's a good way to be. Hallelujah. Eric Butterbean, you know what? I tell you what, I can't even stand to look at how old people are because it makes me feel so old. Eric Butterbean is 53 years old.
Wow.
Butterbean, is that his real name?
No, it was his nickname.
Eric Esch is his real name.
It's a nickname.
It's a nickname?
Yeah. Your voice changed, Dan.
Wow. What happened there?
No, I'm on steroids.
And someone just called Mary, everything is fine. I was just about to say that there was a technical issue going on, but Mary was very concerned about Frank.
No. There's no reason to be concerned.
He's fine.
I'm fine. Dan, I'm now connecting our screen connection that we always use every day of the year. Hang on one second.
I'm back. For me. I know.
Welcome back, Frank. We missed you.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I just realized I only have to work 2.5 hours today. This is fantastic. And let me say one other thing. And this is not good news for me. I am not, I'm a far away, okay. I'm not far away like Australia. But, when Spectrum goes down, it's many times it's not just the internet. It's like, just have no phone service. It's very frustrating. But with one bar, this is the great thing about the 590 app, ladies and gentlemen. You could be almost in a completely remote location I had one little bar and I was able to listen to this first half hour. And it kills me to say this, but I don't even know if I can say it.
What?
You don't need me. This was very entertaining. I'm not kidding. When Tim got into those bets, first of all.
Oh, the bets.
I wouldn't bet on any of those things just because to me, it's the same as going to the roulette wheel and go red or black. It's just, you know, it's even a longer shot than that. But then I thought about it, and for me to bet on who even wins the Super Bowl is nothing more than just a roll of the dice because I don't know enough to know who to bet for. But sometimes I don't think anybody does because how many times have the experts said, well, Well, in this case, let's just use the names of the teams that are playing. Well, the you know, Kansas City, all the experts say they should win by at least 7 points, and then, you know, they lose by 10. So nobody really knows.
What is the line on the game is, well, not a big line.
I wouldn't think so.
In fact, the odds makers are saying that by Super Bowl Sunday, the Chiefs started off as 1.5-point favorites, and everybody started loading up on the 49ers, and they think that there's a very good chance this is the 54th Super Bowl. This might be the first ever Super Bowl in which the point spread is either one or pick 'em.
Wow.
And
I can't see that.
Which one basically is pick 'em, because there's no ties in the Super Bowl. Somebody has to win. So, yeah. And you're not.
I like the fact that there's a butt crack bet.
No.
Butt cleavage. Well, that's a good one.
The thing on that is, who's the judge? You know, because she's got a lot of butt. I mean,
does. She's loaded up with butt.
At what point does butt turn to crack? I mean, what's that areola, buttiola area?
Hey, you remember the the great joke? And by the way, it's not racist, because the joke was about pick your person. Roseanne, when she was the old Roseanne, or Oprah. But the joke was, hey, did you hear that Oprah got arrested at the airport? Yeah, they caught her with 50 pounds of crack.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That was hilarious. Now, there's another one I can't tell, because it's just unacceptable. So, folks, thank you for your patience. I apologize. There's nothing I can do about it, though. It's technical stuff. And here's the interesting thing. Over the years, I've been out of the studio for many, 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 many times. Not for, you know, most of the time I'm in the studio, but when I have done that, we've never gone down for more than like 10, 15 minutes ever. And technically, it's been pretty solid. For years, I actually had a hookup at Lake of the Ozarks, because when my kids were little, we loved the lake, and we'd go, and I used to think, well, you know, what if I didn't have to, and so when I worked mornings, I thought, what if I didn't have to leave Sunday? What if I could just stay, do the show from here, and then, you know, by Monday morning at 9 o'clock, I'm finished, and we'll just stay and hang out and have an extended weekend. So I did that for quite a while, and I finally pulled the plug on it, because I wasn't using it. I found that I wasn't staying at the lake, and I would come home on Sunday night. I thought, this is ridiculous. It was getting very expensive to keep paying for, at the time, what was a phone line. Let me just share with people a little technical information. Forever and ever and ever and ever, when people broadcast on the radio from a remote location, they used it's called an ISDN line.
You said replation.
I did, and I didn't mean to, because you two people are too stupid to know what that word means. Oh. It's a very seldom used radio term.
Oh, a technical kind of term?
It's a technical term, so I'm sorry I used it, because I forgot how stupid you are. But I did away with it, because it got very expensive. Now, enough of that. Let's go to the guy who called me out, and he's right about the Paris Hilton thing. What's interesting to me is, as soon as we got off the air yesterday, boom, I get a couple emails, oh, Frank, you're an idiot, you know. But you guys either didn't catch it or didn't say anything, and I'm going to guess you actually just sort of didn't catch it.
I never caught it.
Because you would have called me out on it. That's what we do to each other. But nobody said a word. And I did. When he said Paris, I just, I don't know, wasn't listening. I just thought he was talking about Paris Jackson. And I don't believe anybody really does know who the biological dad of Paris Jackson is. But the guy is right. When I said, because, you know, she wouldn't look like that, because if he's the father, he would have been the father, and pre-bleaching, he was. And, of course, that was a reference to Jackson. Nobody, and here's the conclusion I've come to. We don't pay any attention to each other. We're not even listening.
Well, and I was coming up with the George Marriott joke. So
that was a good one.
I was
that
busy
was a good one.
Processing that instead of paying attention.
But that means you obviously knew he had said Hilton, or you wouldn't.
Yes,
I just find it very interesting. But we've done this before, and I've noticed it where something is just a little off the rails, but none of us really catch it. I just thought so. It's only a couple of people. Two people emailed me, and then the guy who just called. You're right. I wasn't paying enough attention as I should to Mike Evans, but you guys would agree. Sometimes it's easy to really not pay attention to him.
Oh, he never pays.
He's all over the place. and he screws so many things up, maybe I just assume, well, he means Paris Jackson. Yeah, he's drinking wine. He's got his Paris is confused. So thank you to everybody who called me out on that. Yes, he was talking about Paris Hilton. Quite frankly, I don't even remember what the story was.
Paris.
What was the story? But what was the
no
story?
No idea.
I don't remember. Paris,
isn't that
Missouri,
interesting?
Paris,
no,
France.
No, what's no. What was his story about Paris Hilton? We don't even know.
I don't remember.
Something about she's dating someone or something
if
like that.
If he had
probably
any idea how little attention we pay to him, he'd probably be mad. So I know you started the Burke segment. Let me do one bit of business. We'll pick up with the Burke segment, and I will give the phone numbers that folks need to call in. And I'll also, those are the same numbers you'll need for Dr. Doug. Dr. Doug, hopefully, will be in the studio again today. And Limey, by the way, you were right. Yesterday, it wasn't so much an off day when I said, how much more, when's Theo due to be born? Is in a short time, and I would say within a month or so, I'll be able to explain to people why there was something else on my mind that's similar and sort of related. And that's all I can say. And please don't email me because I'm not at liberty to tell you the rest. But that's why I did the, is because I had just before the show been in a conversation with somebody about an upcoming baby birth, and that was what was on my, yeah, I know Theo is born, and he's and he's doing well, and he's, what did you say, three and a half
yeah, 3 months now.
All right, here's the news for you, and some advice. You are 4 or 5 months away. Take the amount of time he's been born, and look how fast that went. Okay,
right.
That's going to fly by even faster. When that amount of time goes by again, he's going to start becoming like a little person and interact and laugh and sort of start to notice. It's going to be fantastic. Here's my other only advice, and I'm dead serious about this. And you didn't ask me for this advice, but I don't think you're going to need
it. I'll take it.
Because I think you already are going to do this. I don't care what opportunities, work-related opportunities come along. Do everything you can to be able to spend as much time with him while he's growing up as you can. And the reason I say this, there are millions of, particularly men, who, after the kids are grown and gone, or maybe they're on their deathbed or whatever, have one great regret, and it's that they didn't spend more time with their kids. Don't ever have that. Don't ever have that regret. I don't think you will. Just from what I've seen already, I don't think you will. When I was in my 30s, because we didn't have kids till I was right at 30 years old, and after we had the first one, and I realized what a blast it was spending time with him. And then, of course, we had two more. I told everybody that I work for, I said, if you want me to work for you, here's the deal. I'm not working weekends, and I'm not working holidays, and I will take vacation because I have kids, and we're going to spend time together. And that's the one thing. There are a lot of things that I wish I hadn't done. And I don't know that I have so many regrets, but one of the things that I will never have to say is, well, maybe things would have turned out differently if I'd spent more time with my kids. And so that's my advice to you, is don't ever, your goal should be to never have to say that. I wish I'd spent more time with Theo.
Right.
Because you're already, everything that I've seen or heard from you, you're absolutely doing this right.
Thank
you.
So
good for you. No, good for you. And it's going to pay off. It will come back. And there'll be a massive payback down the road one day, because he'll never forget, and he'll always appreciate the time you spent with him. He will also never forget if you're an absentee dad and you're always too busy to go to this or to go to that, and you're just not around. That's something else he won't forget, and it's not gonna go well. It won't be a great relationship. So that's it. Good for you. That's all I want to say.
Thank you.
Burke segment. Anybody else?
I don't know. We do have a call if you want to take a call.
Would that be John?
Yes, it would be John.
I would love to talk to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. AM and the PM as always.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Hey, it came out, I guess, yesterday or today for all the porn people out there.
Well, you're not talking to us, John. Let me make that clear.
No, I'm talking to the
listeners. Nobody in this room.
I don't need porn.
Only to the listeners. But apparently...
John, let me just make sure. Dan, is he talking to you now when he discusses porn? I don't think you... Dan, I don't think you indulge in that, do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, okay. Plenty of time.
There goes that whole bit. All right. John, what kind of porn update do you have for us?
Okay, apparently there's a gentleman in Brooklyn, New York, who's deaf, and he's suing a site over the lack of subtitles.
Yeah, porn.
I don't blame him.
Finally. Yeah. I have always said I need subtitles when I watch my porn.
What are the subtitles? Am I, the subtitles going to be?
Well, Dan, what do you think they're going to be? They're going to be what the guy or the girl would be. No, they're going to be, hey, did you order the pizza?
Yeah.
And then she's going to go, yeah, come on in here. I'd like some extra meat. You know what the subtitles are going to be. Well, they are. Yeah. And look at Tim. Look at Tim. Tim doesn't even know what we're talking about because he doesn't watch porn. He's never watched. This is foreign to him.
What's funny about
John,
it?
John, I don't blame the blind guy because,
he's not blind. He's deaf.
Oh, deaf. Okay, yeah. And I'm not kidding when I say this. I've watched porn. Okay, I've watched. No, of course. And to me, I know it's a shocker.
Frank,
to
I me, thought you were a church man.
To me, and I don't care if it's porn or just a Cinemax movie or an HBO where there's some nudity. Yellowstone, for example, with Kevin Costner.
Okay.
Half the turn on is when the chicks talk dirty. I mean, and if you don't know they're saying dirty stuff, and dirty is not the right word, but very overtly sexual, graphic details of what they want you to do. Without that, it loses some of its punch. I don't blame the guy. I hope he wins.
Well, if he wins this suit, I was thinking that the judge will force the company to put down in the lower right-hand corner somebody with hand gestures.
I can imagine what some of those gestures would be.
I'll tell you guys a true story. I on an airplane about 3 years ago, I watched the movie Kong Skull Island on an airplane, and I didn't have any headphones, and I enacted the closed captioning on there, and there's a lot of big animals that make a lot of... And dozens of times throughout the movie, screams loudly, moans loudly, growls loudly. and that's exactly what they're going to do if this guy wins. That's the kind of stuff they're going to have to put in there.
Oh, sure they are.
Wow.
You need the screaming and moaning. It's just not as effective without it.
That's right. But, when it comes to subtitles, I hate the movies that have them where all of a sudden it's just like Austin Powers. They're white background, and you can't read the words.
Well, my problem with subtitles, and I won't watch any foreign movie because you can't watch the scene on the screen and read at the same time. So you're kind of looking up, looking down, hoping you don't miss anything. I can't do that. Maybe
I can't either. But.
John, I am so glad you shared this with us. I did not know they're being sued for not having deaf people the moaning and screaming subtitle or closed captioning. I think it's important, and it's part of the experience because I think we've all been in situations where there was no moaning or screaming, and you had to wonder, is she dead? Is she even enjoying this at all? I think it's important.
That's a Helen Keller joke, too. When she pleasured herself, she would moan with the other hand.
Going to hell.
Yes, it is. John, was there anything else?
No, Frank, that's all I could add to the show today.
Well, that's plenty, and it's custom made for this show. Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. You all have a wonderful evening.
All right, you too. Now, let's just stop for a second. Oh, let's talk to Jim, and then we'll talk about this porn thing. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you, Jim?
I'm AM and the PM.
That's the best way to be.
Exactly, and I'm here to bring the show back up to its usual lofty place.
Oh,
well, great. Yeah, we did drop to a little bit of a low there. What do you have, Jim?
just wanted to amen the thought you brought up. It's the only advice I ever give to anybody about anything, actually, is basically about kids. Love them all you can and spend as much time as with them as you can. And I had the privilege of being a lot together a lot with my daughter growing up because I worked 12-hour shifts, so that I was off, you know, more days than other people who only worked 8-hour shifts. So, you know, I was able to, and I turned down other way better paying jobs than what I had because it was that important for me to spend all that time with my daughter. And I was able to enjoy her life, growing up to a greater extent. And it's a privilege. I'm not trying to boast. I'm just saying what a joy it was to be able to do that. That's
now,
all
there's
I got.
There's a difference between boasting, Jim, and sharing advice and trying to help somebody. And here's something. I don't believe there's ever been a man or woman ever in the history of mankind who ever toward the end of life said, man, I wish I hadn't spent so much time with my kids. Nobody has ever said that.
Exactly. So just you hit a nerve with that comment, and it's just amen to that, brother.
All right. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Limey, will you give me a moment to retell a story that I've told before? Because
you're gonna
get a lot of advice from people, and many times from people who don't know what they're talking about. I remember one day there was a woman. My grandson was visiting, and there was a woman who stopped by or whatever, and she has no kids, and she's one of these know-it-alls. She's no kids. And she looked at my grandson's shoes, and she says, I don't think those are the proper shoes he should be wearing at his age. And I wanted so badly to say, what did you say? Repeat that, mother of none. Repeat that. Not even a parent. No, she was one of these people who tried to give advice on, well, I don't think your child, shut up, you don't even have a kid. So here's my story. Several years ago, Dan will know the man I'm talking about. I was playing golf. I played 9 holes of golf with a guy who had done me a favor. And I said, you know, we should just play 9 holes of golf. We've never spent a lot of time together. His net worth was somewhere in the neighborhood of $400 million.
Whoa.
And he and I did not run in the same circles at all. Our connection was one I don't have time to tell you, but we weren't close friends. But he said, yeah, let's do this. So we played 9 holes, and we didn't get to the second hole, and I said something about my kids. And he broke down crying. Now, I don't know how many men have ever been with another man, and the guy just sobs, and you don't know what you said. And I said to him, I said, man, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to. I don't even know what I did to upset you. And then he explained to me. He said, it's okay. He said, but when you talk about your kids, and you start talking about this that you did and that you did, all I can think about is I have 3 kids. And one of them doesn't speak to me. He said, he lives in Germany on my dime. I pay for him to live in Germany. And I went to visit him in Germany. And he said, I will never forget this story. He said, I went to visit him and we went to dinner and he said, Dad, he said, there's something I have always wanted to tell you. And this guy that I'm playing golf with said he was curious. He goes, well, what? Go ahead, tell me now. He said, you will never know how much I hate you.
Wow.
And this guy starts crying again. He said, it absolutely killed me. And then he starts to talk about all the time he wasn't home and all the nights he worked. And I stopped him and I said, can I say something to you? I said, I know you have 2 other kids. You're in good terms with them. He goes, oh, yeah, one of them works for me. Dan, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I said, well, let's just say his name was Carl. I said, Carl, can I tell you something? The real problem here is with that one kid more than with you. You have a lot of money. You're extremely successful. And I know for a fact that you came here, your family came here as immigrants with nothing, and that you worked a dirty, filthy, hard labor, blue-collar job, and you loved it, and you not only loved it, you figured out how to eventually get your own plant, manufacturing plant, and look where you are today. I say shame on that kid of yours, because sometimes to accomplish what you need to accomplish, you do what you have to do. And I said, what would your son in Germany, who's living off you, have preferred? That you are home every night at 5, you make $30,000 a year, and the whole family has to just scrape by, but you're home every weekend. I said, sometimes you can't split the difference. I was able to, but you weren't. And I said, shake it off, shame on that kid, and think about the other two. If you were such a horrible dad, they wouldn't be speaking to you either. And that kind of turned him around. He said, do you really believe that? I said, my goodness, there's nothing to do but admire what you've done. Yes, it would have been great in a perfect world if you could have had this success and been home every night for dinner and been home every weekend, but you couldn't. Now, in my personal case, Limey, I don't know that I believe too much in luck, but I was able, for whatever reason, to say to bosses, weekends are fishing, lake. We lived on the lake, kids, holidays. We're going to be home Christmas morning. But before kids, 9 years we were married before we had kids, I begged for every Sunday, Saturday, overnight, weekends, Christmas. Right. I'll take anybody's holiday work. It was extra pay. I begged for it, and I did it all. But once you have kids, they will down the road remind you and never let you forget that you weren't there for this and this and this and this. And so split the difference at best if you can. That's it. And I didn't mean to get off on that and give you a bunch of advice. You don't need me how to tell you how to live. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
I don't know. Did we even open it or start it?
I don't think we
can close
it. Actually.
We can close it.
All right.
Our segment's officially closed.
There is something funny to bring to your attention, though, that, you know, the NHL All-Star Game is in St. Louis this weekend, and the Blues have sent out a press release of items that fans are prohibited from bringing into the arena. And some of them are given, you know, weapons, firearms, open containers, alcohol, that kind of thing. I found it hilarious, and I don't know if the NHL made them send this out or what. Included in this list, and it's about 30 items long, is the word drones. Why would anybody take a drone into a high? Why would that even be necessary added
Tim,
to the list?
Tim, out there somewhere is one knucklehead. Now, don't think of drones as big. There are drones you can hold in the palm of your hand. You could hide them in your shirt pocket. Little drones. Trust me, there's somebody out there who would pull out the drone out of his pocket and fly it. There is. I'm actually not surprised that warning is there.
I know that there have been people arrested for flying drones over football stadiums while the crowd was attending a game. Yeah. You know, and as we all know, we just took out a major leader of Iran's military with a drone, and that's always been my biggest fear, is that a terrorist attack in this country would happen via a drone at a sporting event. That's always been my biggest fear.
No, I completely agree with you, because I think you get a college football game, big stadium, 100,000 people. Look at Times Square, New Year's Eve. Look at the 1 million people.
Well, there's
the Super Bowl.
I agree.
There's 70,000, 80,000, 90,000 people at any given NFL or college football game. You know, and even on the 9/11 attacks, how many people died in that? Less than 4,000, I believe.
Yeah, we shouldn't even start thinking about
this. I'm just saying.
When you start thinking about it, look at all the possibilities and the potential targets. I have to do a quick bit of business, because now I'm really behind, and I apologize, everybody. But I'll push one bit to the next hour, and I'll take a moment here to just remind everybody how important First Community Credit Union is to this show, and how important you are to the show. And when you put the two together, wow, it's a big, big deal when you tell First Community Credit Union or any of the people you hear me speak for that your AM and the PM, and in the case of First Community Credit Union, you can also throw in there, oh, by the way, thanks for the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. First Community Credit Union, this is simple. It is a banking facility And you know what you do with your bank? You all, each of you know, credit card, debit card, a checking account, and a checking account and debit, pretty much the same thing, except you don't use any checks. Car loan, home loan, maybe you have a small business. They love small businesses. You know, the usual banking stuff. Here's the difference. First Community Credit Union is famous for their competitive rates. There have been so many people I've heard from who just start by moving a car loan and boom, the car payment goes down because in a lot of cases, the rates are lower and they didn't realize that at First Community Credit Union. It really is a great place to bank. Over 40 locations, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Popcorn is always fresh and good at each location. Stop in, have some. If they say you're a member, then I can say that anyway. But if they did, you go, up. I'm a friend and a guest of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and then have your popcorn and grab some literature, or easier, just go online to firstcommunity.com. Right after 4 o'clock, Bob Ibach from Nyco Sports is going to join us. He has a terrific offer. You're a hockey fan? You want to hear this special limited edition hockey stick offer that he'll have for you. So stay with us in another